Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can a child be both healthy and obese? Jeff Ball, associate professor of pediatrics at the University of Alberta, says that some overweight children may still be metabolically healthy.
When I say childhood obesity, what comes to mind? Epidemic? Genetics? Fast food? How about healthy? Probably not, but perhaps it should. When it comes to obesity and weight management, health is often viewed according to a biomedical paradigm. This can include aspects of health, including psychosocial, physical, and metabolic measurements. Well, our research team has expertise in metabolic health, so we were interested in studying the blood pressure, cholesterol, and insulin sensitivity of boys and girls with obesity who enrolled in a weight management clinic at our local children's hospital. We wanted to study the metabolic health of these children, and in particular, we wanted to know if there was a subgroup of children with obesity that was at relatively low health risk, and if there were lifestyle factors that determined this state of metabolically healthy obesity. Out of approximately 200 children in our study, about 1 in 4 was in that metabolically healthy group, with normal blood pressure, normal cholesterol, and normal insulin levels. We found that obesity didn't have a consistent impact on the metabolic health of children, and that there was quite a bit of variability child to child. Things like body fat distribution, diet, and physical activity habits were all influencing factors. And we looked at metabolic health in a couple of different ways, and either way, those factors predicted children's metabolic health. These findings are important for a couple different reasons. First, it can be really difficult for children with obesity to lose and maintain their weight. So knowing this, if children and their families can focus on eating healthfully and being physically active, they can likely improve their metabolic health, even if their weight doesn't change. Second, there are limited specialized clinics available for managing childhood obesity, so if children are screened and assessed for metabolic health risk, health services can be prioritized for those who are at greatest need.
That was Jeff Ball of the University of Alberta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. No salt, no hypertension, no junk food goes in my engine. Strictly fruits and veggies, beans and seeds and nuts and berries. Pimping, no dairy milk I'm pouring, it's just water.